Angry Bastard Radio. Brand new. Join us, catchy.
Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate.
This is where we have all the brand new hits. Like the government, to just respect my we have it all. Angry Bastard Radio. My I can swat at my words while I'm talking. Like, I'm receiving, like, oh, this is crazy. I don't know who, they had to be high as hell. They wasn't high on the weed, though. They had to be coked up to be like, yo, let's come up with something that, it's a cell phone and it just bounces off the satellite and we can talk to each other. Like, it's amazing. I don't understand where the fuck they come up with this shit. Anyway, let's go.
If your motherfucking life, you gotta get your motherfucking hustle. Understand niggas is gonna hate you regardless. Get that out of your head, that fantasy world where niggas ain't hating on you. You gotta be grateful, you need haters. What the fuck is you complaining about? What the fuck do you think a hater's job is? To fucking hate, so let them motherfuckers do their goddamn job.
And that is our job. Our job is to hate, hate, hate. We get hated on too, so it's like, I know that I'm doing right, something right. I know my crew is doing something right. So it's like, when you got haters, what does it matter? I mean, I just let you know that you're doing something right. So I'm going to read this little, you know, this little thing. And then we're going to unmute everyone, do what we do. How dumb do you have to be? It sounds like the start of a joke, and it is, but this really happened. Title is, a man walks into a bank with a $1 million and wants to open an account. Alexander D. Smith is the man, and forgery is the charge. Hold on, people. This fucking computer is a piece of shit. Seems Alex walked into a bank in South Carolina and wanted to open an account. Pretty typical. But he wanted his initial deposit to be the $1 million he had in his pocket. Alex is 31. How he has managed to live to that age being so damn fucking stupid is still unknown. Well, little do you know, he's now charged with 2 counts of forgery and 1 count of disorderly conduct. The second count of forgery comes from the police discovering Alex used a stolen check to buy cigarettes prior to his $1 million stupidity. Seems he would have gotten away with that crime if he just stopped there. The disorderly conduct charge is because this idiot actually argued with the bank teller when refused to accept the $1 million. The fact that he would argue over this and not just realize he was the only human dumb enough to think this could work and get out of there leads us to believe he may well be the first person in recorded history to register a negative number on an IQ test. Look for the name Alexander D. Smith to show up on a future Darwin Awards list. You ever like read something and as you're reading it you realize, what was the point of me reading that? Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about that. Yo, Fresh, what's good, man? Fresh. I'm the fuck on, man. We're experiencing technical difficulties right now. So people, just bear with me. You know, I think because this is the Cullets. It's the Cullets show. You know what I mean? They're going to put us through this bullshit. Hey, Fresh. Fucking Bullwinkle in the face ass nigga, you there?
Yeah, nigga, I'm here.
Alright.
Can you hear me now, nigga?
Yeah, you Rocky Balboa in the mouth ass nigga.
Yo, Bullwinkle in the nose ass nigga.
Nigga, you look like the...
No, that was mad dumb. That shit that you just read?
Yeah, that was so stupid, man.
That was dumb. But, and I feel you on the whole, like, I don't even know why I read that part. Yeah, though.
Yeah. As I got through it, I was like, oh, that's just corny. Hey, ladies, what did y'all think about the story?
Well, I thought that was real retarded. He already knew he wasn't going to get $1 million, so why would he do that?
Yeah, but I mean, what's the highest bill that they do have? Do they have $1 million bill?
I don't think so. I mean, I can't.
Everybody know there's no such thing as that $1 million bill.
All right, so what about $1,000?
I mean, what if you want to go to the, like, corner store? You want to get, like, a pop or something? What are you going to say? Yeah, put that on this $1 million check I get.
Word, yeah. Let me, you got
$2 up in here when I cash it.
Word. Like, yo, let me get change. Okay, how much you want? Change for 10? Nah. 20? Nah. 100? Nah. How much? $1,000 bill. Yeah, ain't no bodega. Ain't going to have no change for $1,000.
Hell
yeah. Wow.
Especially if you're just trying to cop a Dutch or some shit.
Uh-huh. Yo, you can tell Shorty's lit. Because earlier she was like,
man, I'm chilling.
And now she's just, you know, parlayed out.
Yeah, feeling lovely. Feeling lovely, chilling.
What about you, Fresh? You feeling lovely over there?
Hell yeah, God. I'm feeling like $1 million right now, sir.
$1 million. Word.
Yeah, God.
How you going to make it rain in the club with that chick?
Word, you ain't going to make it rain.
I'm with that $1 million bill. What he going to throw his $1 million bill up?
Yeah, you know what I mean? $1 million right here.
Fake.
Like,
yeah.
Like, this nigga throwing up fake money.
Yep. Yeah, I was looking on MySpace, and women do anything to get somewhere in life. There's one chick, and I'm not complaining, but I'm looking at this one chick, and she's Spanish. And it's like, she has new pictures taken, and she's bent over. Fresh, are you on the computer?
Nah, nigga.
Because I think everyone that's my friend, when they actually post new pictures, my friends don't have to be friends with her. I think they can still see.
Nah, they have to be friends with
her. Oh, okay, they have to be friends.
Yeah.
Right. Cause she like posted these pictures with her in a thong and all this shit. I'm like, yo, Shorty's out of control, like. Thank you. I mean,
all kind of stuff on there. All kind of stuff. That's why I made my page private.
Yeah, that shit pissed me off.
Like, people be like, oh, you ugly, or, you know, something smart, you know, because my page is private. It's just private to keep the weirdos off of it, you know?
Nah, I tell every woman on that bitch that they beautiful, even if they busted looking. Just to give them high hopes, just to make them feel good for the day, you dig?
Uh-huh. Ain't that sweet?
Oh, right. Exactly.
That's why you get all ugly bitches, dog.
That's why I get all ugly bitches?
Yeah, man.
As I recall, your mom was an ugly bitch.
Oh my goodness.
Bitch is a dime to me. I mean, you, I can understand. I mean, I don't know what you're complaining about, dog. We both had the same pussy. I mean, technically, we like brothers, you think? I'm
happy. Fuck you, nigga.
But let me ask you, though, how did mom's pussy taste?
If you're referring to your mother's,
I'm talking about your mother. How that pussy taste, nigga, because it tastes good, huh?
I can't.
Fried chicken and macaroni and cheese, God.
Macaroni and cheese and fried chicken.
Y'all funny.
Shorty just fucked it up for us. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, damn, Shorty's sexy. And then she makes the fuck you face with her teeth kind of showing. And I'm like, nah, I can't do it. Yeah, fucked up, bitch. So when a nigga adds you, what do you look for? What do women look for when they add a dude? Because, you know, nine times out of ten, the nigga just adds you just to add you. He's like, damn, she got a fat ass, I'm out of her. So what do you actually look for? And say, okay, you know what? I'm going to accept this request.
That's a tough one. I don't be looking for nothing on that shit. So most of the people like that send me a request. Excuse you. Most of the people that send me a request, it be some people that I know. So I already know what they look like, you know?
Now the funny thing about it, this chick is taking pictures and she's like thonged out, like she's advertising for a corner or something like that. Like she's sending pictures to a pimp, and she, you know, she wants to be pimped on the corner or some shit. But it's like she, her bed is on the floor. Like there's no box spring.
Yeah, that's a little gutter, but.
Yeah, like so. Instead of you showing pictures off, you need to go invest in a real bed there. And you can tell she lives in a one-bedroom because she has her children's toys in the room with that bed. So I guess they share the bed or whatever. Yeah, this girl's definitely a slut.
Man, speaking of beds, I was watching that video with Plies in it. You know that video I put it on you?
Yeah.
I was looking like, damn, he's, you know the part when the girl's dancing around him, around the bed? I'm like, damn, he's sitting on the bed, but his feet won't even reach the floor. I'm like, what the fuck?
Short-ass nigga. I was
like, you got to be about 5'3", 5'4", wow.
I was told, actually, like, this chick told me that she's very disappointed in Plies because when he takes his hat off, she said he's an ugly individual.
It's a lot of guys that got that hat. As soon as they take it off their head, they look ugly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like that.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Yeah.
Keep that hat on. Keep it on.
Yeah. You see the ball headedness.
I don't think he was ugly.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'm ugly
either.
I got an ugly head, but.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo, Fresh.
Good.
This chick is actually in your neck of the woods.
Let me take you to the neck of the woods in my hood.
She's in Lauderdale Lakes.
Lauderdale Lakes.
Lauderdale Lakes.
I never heard of that guy.
I think it might be Fort Lauderdale or some shit like that. You know what, to tell you the truth? Her name is, her name is Pocahontas, 954.
Oh, Lord. What is that? That's that bitch, you talking about with the thong pictures?
Yeah, I actually think
I wouldn't be surprised, though. You know how many bitches like that out here?
I think I actually stole off your page, too. I gotta admit.
Probably, bro. I'm telling you, I get all kinds of dumbass requests. I get bitches that are from around here trying to show off their thing, working for All Girl Staff and shit.
All Girl Staff? What the fuck is that?
It's pretty much, we call them a Jack's Jack. You go in there, there's bitches, dog. I mean, legally, you can't sell pussy, right? Against the law. But, pretty much, their whole thing is they say it's like a massage parlor. You pay $50 for a half hour. You pay $100 for the 4 hour. And pretty much you're going in there, they have a bitch rub on you. Or if you tip a bitch, you know what I'm saying, she'll suck your dick, fuck it. Or if you got some drugs, she'll definitely do both. So we call them jack-jacks, you know what I'm saying?
So it's kind of like me coming up to it's kind of like me going to Minnesota's crib and selling her a bong. And I'll be like, oh, I'm not selling weed. I'm just selling the bong. But there would be weed in the bong. But I'm selling the bong, not the weed. So I won't get a charge.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a line his ass off. I'll go do that dumb shit. But whoa. I'm selling the tobacco bong, okay? This is a tobacco bong.
Yeah, but
sir, there's marijuana in there. Oh, wow, I thought that was tobacco.
Think if there's some good weed up in there, you shouldn't get in trouble. But if that shit bogus, then your ass can't get in trouble for that shit. For real, straight up. Depending on what you got up in that bone.
Word. got that pookie. That bullshit.
Man,
don't want that bullshit
crazy
up in there.
Man, I want to send y'all a picture from my phone.
Oh, Lord. What type of picture are we talking about?
It is not that kind of picture.
You said that kind of picture.
No, it's not. No.
Yeah, you already know what my mind's at.
Whatever.
Late night special.
It's what not even that late. Come on now.
Come on, what are you talking about? It's 10:51 over here.
It's only 9:51.
Yeah, over there.
Over here, okay. I'm over here. It's only 9:51. It's 10:51 over there.
Yeah, did you watch
over here too, shit.
Yeah, Did you damn, I need to stop smoking. I forgot the fuck I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to get this girl to call up.
Who's that?
This Pocahontas chick. Yeah, I mean, now we got Minnesota in the building. She's a roaster. Don't let her get
yeah,
it fucked up. She's a roaster. Like when I was I was in a room, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is in the room? She's like, nigga, you better shut the fuck up and calm down. I'm like, whoa.
Yo, hey, sure. Hey, that was you. That was freestyling earlier.
Yeah, that was me and my sister.
Okay, no doubt. Nah, I give you props. You know, a lot of females, they get nervous. Even a lot of niggas get nervous.
Yeah.
I can't do it that good, but I ain't never scared. I ain't never scared of nothing.
All right, that's what it is.
Man, so anyway, look. I had called and it was like, the show ain't ready till 20 hours. I'm like, damn. I'm like, 20 hours, something told me to try back, like, a little bit later. But, like, damn, what if I didn't try back? I would have thought the show wasn't going to go on to another 20 hours.
20 hours? What are you talking about?
But that's what it said when I called.
So, when you call a
blog, you called right back?
Yeah.
Uh-uh,
yeah.
I didn't call right back.
Now,
I called,
call
like, a couple,
time,
I called,
yeah,
like, a couple minutes before.
Yeah, because I didn't.
But...
yeah, I didn't set it until, like, come on now, I'm a nigga. I ain't set it till, like, 10:25.
Okay, yeah, I probably called it, like, 20. But nah, because I was going to try to send this picture right fast when I got on my phone.
Yeah.
Hey, if I send it to this number right here, would y'all be able to get it?
Nah. Hey, yo, Fresh.
It's good.
You gonna let her send a picture to you?
Send a picture to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can send a picture to me. I wanna see what you look like, son.
Alright, damn, how are we supposed to do this?
I had just took it when I came in the house.
Matter of fact, the number that you called on, is that the number that you have the picture in?
Yeah.
Alright. Fresh, is it alright for me to send her number to you, to her?
Send her picture to my phone?
No, in other words, I'm going to send her your number. She can
send
it to your phone.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm about to send it to you. I don't want to put it on the air.
My name. Well,
it's not no picture like that, so I hope y'all don't be thinking of it.
No,
I have to express that again because I know the two of y'all, how y'all be talking sometimes, you know.
Yeah, you know how niggas are. Hey, yo, Ma, you like Gucci, man? Ming?
He alright.
Who do you like? Just throw someone out there.
Okay, I like UDK. I like MKG and A-Ball. I like Kanye West. Who else I like? I like Jay-Z. I like Nas. I did like the game, but he keeps saying everybody's name like a million times. And it be pissing me off. Like, damn. You got to make one song without saying another rapper's name. Then you'll be cold. But I don't know. I like a lot of people. I like T.I.
You like
T.I. Yeah.
You like Lil Wayne?
I do like him, but I feel that sometimes he's overrated. And some of the songs
that
he come out. T-Pain, he cool, but he's flooding a little bit too hard right now, you know. Every time I turn around, I'll be like, damn. And then he be, you know, he be overdoing it a little bit with the videos. I mean, this is just me, you know how I feel, you know.
Yeah, I feel you.
Everybody else might be all on these people, but I'm going to just tell you how I feel about it.
I don't doubt. Because I'm looking at my list to see what should I play. And that's what I wanted to hear, you know, what you had to say. Now, you say you like Kanye West.
Yeah, he
all right. Damn, some of the girl hyping on them buttons. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this joint right here. You like Nas, you
okay,
like Jeezy?
I like that. Ooh, you should have played that Nas and Chris Brown and The Game. I love that song. We make the world go round. You know that? We make the world go round. From my town. I love that song.
Oh, I didn't even. I gotta download that. I do have this though.
What?
Freak. Yeah.
Be the realest shit I never
do. I ain't write this shit by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here.
Be the realest shit you ever quote.
Yeah. My pants are red, black. I land on blue.
Huh? You know the words, sing it. Earth.
That's my guy. I love Jeezy. He got off on this.
He did it before the president got elected.
Right.
My Jordan's like gray. Much of time pet.
Today was a good day. Hope I had me a drink. I don't know what you're fishing for. Get your drink white. Me, I see gray white. Heavy a killer whale. I cannot believe this. Who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinions that make you a politician. What's robbed all of us? Would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida. Would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle cause this shit is hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email G, tell him forward to Moses. And CCI lies. My nigga boo, it's really a death storm. That's word to my nigga clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas. I'm winning in California, winning in Tennessee. Hands down Atlanta, landslide Alabama. On my way to Savannah.
Rose gold charms, 22-inch rims like Hulk Hogan's arms. When thousands of peoples is round. that could arouse your ego. We got mouths to feed, so gotta stay true to who you are and where you came from. Cause at the top will be the same place you hang from. No matter how big you could ever be, for whatever fee or publicity, never lose your integrity. For years there's been some prize horses in the stable. Just 2 albums in, I'm the realest nigga on this label. Mr. Black President, yo Obama for real. They gotta put your face on the $5,000 bill.
My president is black.
President is white.
My president is mulatto.
My president is a fucking Oreo.
Word.
Black on the outside, white on the inside.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, man. In about, what, like 12 hours or 6, 7? I don't fucking know. Supposed to be putting his hand on that book that we call the Bible. It's going to be sworn in from there on. We're going to see if you're going to make things happen, make things work. Supposedly, he's supposed to be sending everyone $1,000. And if you're married, you get $3,000. You know, split towards. So $1,500 apiece, pretty much.
You know what he's trying to do by 2011, right?
What?
Have 20,000 soldiers from overseas come back to the States and help with certain local cities with domestic violence.
Really?
Yes, sir. So
that's what's up.
It's like there'll be, like, instead of a regular police officer, there'll also be an MP, a military police. And they're way more stricter. They don't need a probable cause. They can do whatever they want, pretty much. You can't just run up in your house, but if you're out in the road, and you, they don't need a reason to pull you up. They can pull you the fuck over and search you if they feel like.
Wow. But, I mean, in a way, that's cool, but in a way, it's kind of like martial law. Like,
hey,
you're just going to search me.
Fucked up because they're breaking our own constitution rights.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of is cool, but then it's kind of like, yo, that's corny. That's that NWO shit, New World Order, one government. And, yo, this world's gonna be effed up. It's already effed up. It's gonna get worse. But they say that the world's gonna end in 2012. That's bullshit. What's going to happen is the world's going to change. And if you think it's bad now, the cost of living is going to be skyrocketed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like...
That's bullshit. The only way that's going to happen... Well, put it this way. The next war that we have, that's going to be the end of the world.
It's going to be the end of the world. It'll never be the end of the world. It might be the end of the world for those human beings that fought in the war.
Sorry. Next war that we have on this world, War 3 is going to be the end of our world. It's going to be our
generation. I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be the end of you talking if you don't fix your cell phone.
Yeah, no, I just fixed it now. Look, nigga, everybody's
you
got
on your cell phone, nigga. What happened?
What? Yeah, everybody's got nukes.
Everyone has nukes?
Yeah, so everybody's going to bomb me. So the next war, World War III, if World War III comes while we're still living, it's going to be the end of time. That's it. It's going to be the end of the world.
Yeah, speaking of nukes, I laid the nuke in your mom's vagina last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, but anyway, look. I just sent it.
Yeah, he might have to hang up to get it.
I ain't get it yet. It might take a second.
Yeah, I had to hang up to send it.
Yeah, I was like, damn, she banged? All right, now what do y'all get out of this? This chick said that it's time for her to settle down. I said, what makes you want to settle down? She goes, now tell me what y'all make out of this. I want to wake up to the same face, hold hands, go away on vacation with one person, not 15 girls. Plus, I'm ready. I understand love isn't meant to be played with. Is she a dyke?
She sounds like she crazy. Love isn't meant to be played with. She sounds like if you mess with her, you break up with her, she gonna go crazy on you, like.
But wait, she says go away on vacation with one person, not 15 girls. What does that mean?
That's the stalker tendency. She wants to be excluded. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm But what does she mean about 15 other girls?
That's what I want to know. I'm telling her to call up. I'm telling everybody to call up. You call up the show now. And let's talk about it. You can block, because you know how these chicks are, your number. So, what do you do for a living?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a big
Oh, damn.
Whatever.
Your voice sounded familiar.
Whatever. Don't even start, please. Pay your bills. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, shit.
Would you get a job without harassing somebody?
I don't harass people. This is what I do when I call. I ask them if they're able to pay or not. If they say, well, I want to pay, but I don't have the, you know, amount that's required, depending upon their attitude, I'll set them up on a payment plan that help them get out of collections. But if they're acting, you know, nasty and disrespectful for no reason, then you're not going to get any help, pay your bill. It is what it is.
Yeah, because a nigga like me, and my car company, they call me up like, hey, can we speak? Well, you know, I ain't gonna blow my name out, but they say, you know, can we speak to GQ? And I'll be like, yeah, this is he. And then they go, you know, yeah, you know, you owe us money on this and that or whatever. When you gonna pay us or this? And I'll be like, I'm ready to be like, yo, man, there's a motherfucking recession going on. I ain't paying y'all niggas shit.
Yeah, see, you know what? It's mainly all about how you talk to someone. If you call them being nasty and talking crazy to them, of course they're going to hang up on you. If somebody called me talking crazy to me, I'm going to hang up on their ass, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, the people that I call, they really care about their credit. The majority of them do, you know? So they try to do what they can to, you know, get their, you know, accounts back up to current, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be changing the voice and shit. I'll be like, no, I'm sorry. He do not live here no more.
I'll be like, yeah, okay. I just reversed the number. It's listed to him. We're going to continue to call until we speak with them. Thank you.
Yo, that's the thing about it. Cause they had my cell phone before, and I was about to be like, yo, man, this isn't me. Like, well, not this isn't me, but like, yo, this isn't him, but y'all need to stop calling me because I'm going to end up suing y'all. But I realize, don't
yeah,
say that.
They have to. If they're calling like on your work or your cell phone, you can tell them to stop, and that, they can stop. But if they're calling on your house phone, they can keep calling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can.
You know, it's amazing because you sound like a couple of them assholes that be calling me.
I'm not an asshole. I'm very nice.
You deal with HSBC.
No, she'd be like,
I'm one of the top collectors at my job. Look, I'm one of the top collectors at my job, and I'm just one of the top collectors there because I do a good job. I know how to talk to people, you know. you don't do a good job if you're not good at what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't be going crazy on people. That's not even, like, I know I'm going crazy on here. This is, you know, I'm not at work. I know how to conduct myself and do what I got to do, you know, to get the job done. So, boom, in your face.
Oh, yeah, boom, in your face.
No
oh man, this is disgusting. I'm looking at someone's page in MySpace. They have this chick on their top, and the chick is like kneeling down, and she has some blue panties on, and her bush is just like hanging, hanging out of the out of the side of the panties. Like, get a weed whacker, bitch. Get something. Like, handle that shit. Or trim that shit down.
Oh, go get a whack. That's what it is.
Get that
go
shit
whack.
Waxing
off. Yo, son, you know who I fucking met this weekend?
Who?
That nigga Q45.
Oh, yeah?
Dude that used to do the Rap City in the Basement shit. I don't know if he still do. I don't really watch that shit no more.
Nah, he don't.
Yeah, I fucking went to this bar. It's fucking, it's real urban light, you know what I'm saying? Straight hood. But I go up and then dude sitting in VIP, you know what I'm saying? I knew a couple cats that was a bouncer, so you know they're hooking it up and shit. Go up in VIP, dude just sitting there having some drinks, sign of autographs and all that shit. So I said, fuck it, can you make this out to GQ's mom? He was like, all right, no doubt. Yo, is that that bitch from the other night? I was like, yeah, guys, you know what time.
That's amazing, because this nigga did not say that. He went over here thirsty as shit like the bitches in the club. Oh, my God, somebody's famous. I got to get his autograph.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thirsty as hell.
Word. Who's that special guy over there? Damn, he has all the bitches. Who is that?
Actually, you know what? To be honest with you, like, all the bitches that was there, being there, nobody was, like, crowding him like that.
Oh, wow,
I just seen him.
Funny.
Yeah, I just seen him sign off like 2-3 autographs, and he was just sitting there in the VIP with his like his bouncer, or fucking his bodyguard or something, sitting there with some big old dude, and just sitting there having drinks.
Oh my goodness! I gotta go to the grocery store tomorrow. I don't want to.
I gotta go to the strip club tomorrow.
That nigga staying in the
strip club. Sound like he's trying to go to the strip club for real.
Yo, I go there to drink more than I actually do to play the girls, though.
Man, I remember the first time was, as a matter of fact, the only time I've been to a strip club. It was me and my friends. Because I got this friend, right? She's bisexual. So she's like, come on, y'all just go, you know. It'd be a lot of guys in there, so don't worry about the girls. So y'all like, okay, cool. So we went down there, and it was the worst place ever, for real. Them girls was in there looking nasty as hell. They was popping their lights out for like $5. I'm like, damn, you ain't going to give them more than that? That was like the worst. And then the girls was in there hitting on us. The stripper tried to grab my titties, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she was trying to see if they was rolling up.
Nah, these is all real, baby. She saw how they was jiggling. Come on now.
Jiggling, no doubt. Things are jiggling.
I was really offended by that. You know, she's acting like that. You don't just grab on nobody. She don't know if I like women or not. I don't like no woman.
You don't like women? You don't get down like that?
I like a man only.
Yeah, what do you like about a man? Like, you know, what,
man. But I like a guy that's very intelligent. In order for me to like a guy, they have to be more, you know, smarter than me. For real, I cannot have a man.
That's not too hard because you're dumber than a box of nails. So continue.
You're hurting ass. Shut up. No, but serious, that I really like that.
Yo, I just noticed something. Oh yeah, this right here.
Yeah, that beat goes hard.
Yo, they play this in the club. Whoa, get it on the floor.
Nah, you ain't never been to a motherfucking club, dog. If you, GQ, if you ever come out here, dog, towards Miami, I'll take you to Uncle Lou's spot, nigga. I guarantee. If you don't come out with, if you don't come out with a girl, you gay. Put it that way, you a faggot if you don't come out with a bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, God. Niggas have phone parties. You don't even want to know to be going down in that shit, God.
Yeah, nigga.
That shit be righteous right there. That nigga throw to some of the sickest fucking parties out in Miami, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit would be like...
We'll definitely have to make a trip out there, because I got some vacation time coming, too. May 11th.
May 11th? Ooh, I'll be gone by then, nigga.
Where you going?
Overseas.
Nowhere.
Man.
Overseas?
Around the corner is not overseas.
Nah, I either gotta go to Afghanistan or I gotta go to Kuwait for a year.
For what?
National Guards, nigga.
Oh my lord, this nigga's a fucking lame. Are you serious?
Why are you gonna throw your life away?
That's not throwing my life away. National Guards doesn't go to war, sweetheart. See, what National Guards does only works 1 week in a month, and that's training. And the training.
But you know, if it's a war, right?
And it's a world war, you're going.
If there's a world war, I'm fucked. No matter if I serve my time or not, they're going to call me in because I've been in the service. But for the time that I'm going in, I'm going to say there's not going to be a war. Not saying that there is going to be, but the chances right now, there's not going to, because Barack's in office. And his last worries right now is having a war. He's trying to pull everybody from overseas. But since we still have soldiers over there and we're still helping the Iraqi government build a government, I have to go over overseas. I stack triple the amount than what y'all make in a year.
Negative.
Just being overseas.
Not in the guard.
Man, but I'd rather have my freedom.
Yeah, work.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm a woman and that's how I feel.
I think that.
I was about to go to the military, but that was like find a 6-year contract. And then even when you out, you technically not even all the way out. No.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I want to stay in it because they're paying free school, 100% tuition. I don't have to pay books. I don't have to pay for classes. I don't have to pay for shit. I just show up class. I get certified.
Well, I have a cousin that died over there, straight up, and that's not mad.
I just,
yeah, dog. I mean, I'm sure it's pretty much too late. Did you get sworn in already?
Did I what?
Did you get sworn in? You signed the paperwork and all that?
I signed the paperwork, but I get sworn in tomorrow.
Oh man, you better think about this, cause dog.
Nigga, I've thought about this for years now.
You're going to Afghanistan. I can understand if you staying over here. You're going over there. You're the Kuwait of Afghanistan. You're just starting.
Son, you gotta understand, Afghanistan, we're not in war in Afghanistan. We're not even in a war in Iraq. There's terrorists. There's terrorists. The only time that my life is gonna be in real predicament, the whole time being overseas, is traveling from camp to camp in the convoys. That is the only time. My cousin just came home from Iraq, from being over there for 4 years, God, in the war, son.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't die from the war. They die from little accidents and shit like that.
It's the convoys, because when you're...
Shit, when they come back, they be fucked up mentally, like a lot of those soldiers do.
I don't know. My cousin was on some righteous shit, and they came back, had a bank full of money, got hella benefits.
Was he in the guard?
You can't even watch the news over there. You don't even know.
He was in the army. He was in the army reserve. I'm going to the National Guard. If there is a war, the National Guard is literally the last people to get called to go to war. Not saying that they won't get called, because they will. If you're at war, they're going to bring everything they got. So they're going to bring a little bit of the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Special Forces, all that shit. Then they call the National Guard. Now, while I'm in it, and say if a riot breaks out,
in Alabama or Cali or some shit, they're going to call my ass so I can help and, you know, try to settle that shit down. That's when National Guard controls is riots and big, like, fucked up shit, like a pretty much, you know, like a in-city fight shit type shit going on. Like, shit that has, like, the L.A. riots type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I was elaborating to you earlier about how Barack's trying to have 20,000 soldiers back from overseas by 2011. If I'm still in it, you know what I'm saying, which I will be, I'm going to be one of them niggas helping patrolling, like, the fucked up areas. Like you know, the slums of Chi-Town, the slums of Miami, slums of New York City. That's what they're going to be around for. That's what I'm going to be doing. That's when that happens, but that's not going to happen for a fucking minute. That's not going to happen until 2011, 2012. So by then, I've already pretty much served up all my time.
Oh, yeah?
You dig what I'm saying? And after that, I've already been certified for the things I want to be certified for.
Get my
radio broadcasting
license. Have you already signed your contract with the military?
Yeah.
So how long is it for?
I signed up for 6 years.
Yeah, see, that's a long time, man.
It is, but within that time, I have so many
that's
things.
That's what
to
I was
going to
do. I was going to sign up for a 6-year contract and everything. I was going to go to boot camp and everything. My mom was like, no, please, please. And then my sister, best friend, she just got back a little while ago from Iraq. Man, she's like, man, I wish I never joined for this shit. I wish I never signed up for this shit. Yeah, she got a nice truck. Yeah, her bills be paid on time and everything. Yeah, she has her education being paid for by the military, but at the same time, she don't even really understand what's going on, you know? A lot of people say they understand, but when you get over there and that shit, you don't know. You can't even watch the news over there.
Oh,
you know that?
Really.
Like, it'd be too much, man.
Nah, I feel what you're saying. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody at all. See, I'm used to that shit. Me, personally, I grew up in the swamp.
I'm not trying to discourage you or sway your thoughts, but
I understand what you're saying, because everybody's got their opinions. My parents in general, they don't want me going either. And you know what I'm saying?
My mom and my dad was like, please,
but you
know, when I started working out, I had lost that little, I was like 170 pounds. That's like, oh, you gotta work on your weight. Man, I got down to like 150 pounds straight up. I could join the military and everything. I was ready. I was trying to get that money. That same motherfucking mentality that you had, but I'm glad they talked me out of that because I don't think that would have been best for me.
See, but that shit also got me healthy, you know what I'm saying? I'm running 2-3 miles every single day, getting up at the crack of dawn, going to run. I went from smoking poison weed every day, all day, every day. Hell yeah, partying like a rock star every motherfucking day. But it's good though. I got a close homeboy that his older brother's a lawyer, and he got fucked from the guards already, so his job is to get more money for the sign-on bonus. And when I first went to recruiter's office, right off rip, they offered me 20 grand, and that's all I was getting. I brought this nigga in, now I'm getting 40 grand for my 6 years.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about as soon as I leave boot camp and I go to school for 6 weeks to learn my job, what I'm going for, I get $40,000 right there in my bank.
But that's not enough, man.
That's just
you can make that in 1 year.
Yeah, but I'm collecting.
I'm
collecting that right now. And that's the start of my life. That's to get me complete out of debt. I can rent to own, or I can put a payment on a house, buy a car, and have my life started. And I'm getting free school, so I'm good. So it's not like I'm going to be living righteously, but I'm just going to have that head start that everybody else don't have. And right now, I need that head start. And I sure ain't going to lie, I'm poor as hell.
Shit, everybody ain't here poor, goddammit, unless we millionaires. Millionaires say they ain't even rich.
The economy's shit right now. I have no wife and no kids. I'm good. I don't need to worry about none of that. I'm still young. I got plenty of time in my life. What happens?
Yeah, I had a daughter. I was like,
what happens, happens for a reason. If, you know what I'm saying, my life gets taken, it was for the better. I try to better my life. I can't go down saying I didn't try. If I'm staying here and I get murked, I can't. You know what I'm saying? What am I doing out here? I ain't doing shit. But just trying to make ends meet is what I'm going to be doing out there. The only fucked up part is I'm going to be on some sand niggas' turf instead of my turf.
Yeah, over there, a lot of Americans, we are considered terrorists, so you better keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah. I know all the pros and cons for it. And the cons, unfortunately, is my life. That's my life at risk. But there's too many pros to it for me to not do it, because I'm risking my life out here as it is. You see what I'm saying?
That sounded
ways,
good
like,
as hell to me. They told me that, well, we will pay your mortgage payment. We will pay for whoever's going to take care of your daughter for you while you over here, you know, serving your time for the military. And it sounded real good.
Uh-huh.
All that shit, all that money, but hell nah, I'm not kidding.
That's exactly what happened to my brother.
I'm not getting involved in that shit, straight up.
My cousin, he was in the guard. They gave him the same bullshit. When he got out of the guard, it's like he had everything. Matter of fact, no, he's still in the guard. He still has to go like that once a week, 1 week in a month or whatever.
Yeah.
He ain't kicking it like that. That nigga work at Walmart.
Because that's his choice. Is he going to school?
Nigga.
Is he going to school?
Yeah.
What's he going to school for?
Electrician.
Electrician?
I'm lying about that part, but
I was like, dog, it don't take that long to be an electrician.
I'm like, he got it. Is that something that gotta go to school for?
Nah, that's just something that's his personal choice. When I come back, I'm gonna do the radio broadcasting that only takes 8 weeks to get certified. Don't pay a dime. Once I fucking get certified for that, start interning somewhere and still go to school and get my license to become a mechanic. And I'll be straight, and then I have something to fall back on that, because I make too many moves. I can't sit in one spot. I can't do one career for the rest of my life. I gotta keep it jumping. I gotta keep it going. I can't sit.
I take it that one job that you had before wasn't cutting out.
What's going on?
The dick sucking job.
If you're talking about really pimping your moms on the corner of my block, yeah, it got old after a while, nigga.
It got old after a while.
Yeah, it got old after
a while,
man.
I told you gotta get your strong pimp hand together, man.
The bitch, you know, started watching Hustle and Flow and wanted to become a nigga's wife and shit. I was like, nah, old shit don't work like that. Get your ass back on the corner.
This ain't the movie,
bad,
right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel bad because, you know, me and GQ, we partners and shit, and I'm doing it dirty like this, and I ain't even kicking no money to this nigga.
It's cool. I feel better about myself because I smacked your mom the other day with a Dirt Devil vacuum cleaner.
Well, I'm just glad I can pay your mom's rent and she doesn't have to live with you and you have to put up with all this, you feel me? So, I'm glad you don't have to hear, you know, all the shit that goes on every night, because your mom, shit, that bitch wilds out and put some animal noises and shit on the nigga.
Animal noises?
Yeah, dog. Bitch pull out some monkey shit, a lion and shit, nigga, you're scared sometimes, dog. Be like, damn, that voice a little too deep to be you.
Did you say a lion?
Yeah, guy. A lion, dog. That should be crazy. You're talking about Cheetah King of the Jungle. Like, damn, bitch.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, shit.
You know what it is.
King of the Jungle.
King of the Jungle. I'm ready to freestyle, nigga. I'm ready to get this shit going. I told you I was going to get you, dog. SD,
you ready to freestyle, nigga?
Yeah, God. SD Lucky ain't on the phone because I'm about to get on this nigga.
Word. Yeah, what you think about this shit right here?
Dr. Dre,
what?
Or should I say Dr. Gay, you are very bad man. You dissed the wrong motherfucker. You thought Osama wouldn't diss you back, biatch. Things just ain't the same for Osama. So much drama since the World Trade bombing. And the Pentagon got the whole world calling me the killer of Congress. Like, the strangest things can happen to an Afghan when people get wrapped up in Islam and Allah. Then some shit eaters fly planes and wreak havoc. And then you go fucker to put the blame on Bin Laden. Now I got this faggot ass rapper attacking me with this gangster rap like I'm not gonna battle. Dr. Dre, the man who hasn't done shit since N.W.A. and gave Eazy-E AIDS. Don't make me go Shook Knight on your fat ass. You homo fuck ain't the only one going platinum. Osama Bin Laden, keeping it gangster. Fuck Dr. Dre, I'm the aftermath.
Everywhere that I go,
just ain't the same for Bin Laden. This planet hates me more than Michael Jackson. Hating on the Taliban for keeping me captive, threatening to find my little cave and blast it. Now I've got to worry about this wannabe gangster who pays other rappers to write his whack shit. Everybody knows all your beats are bell, man, and you would never blow if you were by yourself, man. Oh, sorry, you'd blow cocks. Use the hole as a straw, blow sperm out your nostrils. I don't give a hurry fuck, call Slim Shady, Snoop Dogg, D.O.C., Ren, and Jay-Z to write a verse. Fuck, I'll write it for ya. You're still lick dick. And Mrs. Bush or Barbara, you know who? Did you know what? Do you know who? Let's keep this between me and you.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as before. People I used to know just don't know me no more. And everywhere that I go, I've got people I know who've got people they know. So I suggest you lay low.
Turn that shit off, nigga. That was stupid. Hey, was that really Eminem?
Yeah.
Wow, he's really screaming fuck, Dr. Dre.
No, he's acting like Osama bin Laden.
I thought I heard him say fuck, Dr. Dre.
Yeah, he is saying it, but he's acting like Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Now he got a new album outside, though. It ain't on the break.
Man, it's hot as hell up in here.
That's just you. Yeah. What's good with that picture, mama? What happened? I thought you were going to send it.
I did send it. Check your broke ass Nokia.
And then
just
said it's just you.
It's a prepaid phone, man. What kind of plan you
have
with the prepaid
Nokia? This is not prepaid. This is unlimited. This is T-Mobile.
That's that Boost Mobile.
Yeah,
where you have a Boost Mobile, fool. T-Mobile.
She got that T-Mobile bullshit.
T-Mobile, you 30 years old. What's good with that?
Word, she got that teenager
mobile. I like
mobile.
T-Mobile.
teenager mobile.
What you got while you over there talking? That broke-ass phone didn't receive that picture.
I got a Metro.
That whack-ass Metro PCS. Get that bullshit out of here. That's first
of Metro piece of shit. It's a mobile phone.
That's like
I
a cricket. Get out of here.
$50 a month, I get all access.
$50 a month. Yo, I'm about to take it back, man. Take it back. Tell me about this.
I'm focused, man. Tell
Stop.
Young Hope, you heard? New
Maya. New Remastered Radio. For GQ. Back in the day, let's go.
Yes, y'allin'. Jigga man be ballin'. These chicks pigeon toed. Some of them be crawlin'. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Half mommy's callin' for the law. Darlin'. Jigga and callin'.
Ass drop.
Stop. Expose half my knock. Nigga mad when I brag about the cash I got. But I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate.
That's
the
a bad bitch too.
I'm the type to sling heavy weight on the block and every state.
I'm talking about mine.
Word jiggers to hurt. Holla. Let's start
telling me. Woo! I get off that boy.
Yeah. I fucked with Maya.
Woo! Even DJ Clue know what time it is. That nigga said, woo! Since I was sick, high school, the crossover, wave the way kicks.
Music is the same shit, gave away hits. So my, get it together or forget it forever. When I go at you hard, I can get it through leather. You act like Jigga can get it, whoever talking, you got a man. Okay, my, and that's high school, making me chase you round for months, having a fear, act like an adult for once. Plus my hand is up your skirt, goddamn you flirt. What's a little me on top gonna hurt? Maybe a little, but pain is pleasure and pressure bust fights. And you look like the, I like it rough tight. We can crush the night, tell me what you like. I got a yellow bottle on a bucket of ice. Get right,
Young Hova. Young Hova.
DJ
It's amazing. I mean,
like that song.
Yeah, that song was a shit. It's amazing. I mean, eating on these halls, and it's like they're not doing nothing.
Because like halls is not to help your breath. For real.
Oh, word. Could have fooled me. I mean, it worked for you. You told me the other day.
Nah.
Deodorant, the car, freshness, shit.
I'm trying to make a comeback. I shot you down. It's over with.
It's over with. There's no reusing it.
Wrap it up. Play that wrap it up music.
Right. Wrap that shit up, B. You better wrap that gravel up, B.
Yo, sorry. I told you I found the honey Cheeto puffs, God.
Oh, where we're at?
Yeah, dog. I found them right here at the Costco, son.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, dog. You don't understand how...
Explain the shorty, because I don't think she even knows.
What?
Nah, you don't understand. See, look, I ain't going front. I'm a skinny nigga, but I'm a skinny nigga with a fat mind, you dig? So that's like, I love to eat, and I love all kinds of food. My man's GQ right here put me on some honey Cheeto puffs. Honey Cheeto puffs.
Oh, my
God. Get that in your... Just...
Man, that shit sounds tricky.
Yo, this shit is
that
like
sound like some fat shit. I'm not
yo,
gonna lie.
Sounds, yeah, okay, but this is like the next thing to crack right here. You want an addiction? You buy that. You want to take care of cigarette problems? Buy that. You want to take care of your weed habit? Buy the honey Cheeto puffs. I guarantee you, once
you're gonna be eating them shits, getting fat as hell.
Good. Can you wait though?
I don't want to get fat as hell.
She got some DSLs, dog.
I'm already jiggling a little bit, you know?
She got DSLs, dog.
Who, you, Shorty?
Yeah.
What happened? What you say?
Ooh.
I said you got DSLs. You heard me, damn it.
I fucks with that.
DSL,
yeah. Mom. You want me to dick suck on lips?
Oh, shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, you know she ain't denying it.
Be licking them lips, making them all juicy.
My lips are always juicy. They ain't never gonna be dry. I'm gonna be juicy.
Yeah, she has lips, she does.
It sounded like you added a little sexiness.
Yeah, you hit a little sexiness.
So you gotta say, like, you know, juicy.
Yeah, you trying to get hot.
No, I am not trying to get high.
What the fuck y'all get all quiet for?
Niggas.
I was trying to hear what song that was.
Gucci Mane.
Everything is this. Fucking Gucci Mane. That nigga ain't on shit. He still.
You like Gucci Mane?
Nah,
I never really listened to his shit.
Garbage. He doesn't deserve radio play. Garbage.
Leave Gucci Mane alone. Leave him alone.
Yo. Put that nigga on the list with Ja Rule.
Gucci!
Oh, wow.
Leave him alone.
Put that nigga on the same chunk with Ja Rule.
Shit, cabbage.
Cabbage. give it.
It's like, it's like,
I'm gonna put you on that too, cause your lips be cocked like Bobby Brown's in that video.
Whoa.
And you know y'all getting bored.
Whoa.
Hell no.
And that was on the house.
On the house.
Yeah.
Oh, my body.
I'm
being tired. That song was hilarious. I think, who was it by? I think Jodeci or something like that. Like the nigga.
No, that was R. Kelly, wasn't it?
The nigga was like,
My
man. Yeah. It was R. Kelly. Hey, these niggas like talking about my mind telling me no. Well, then don't do it then, you stupid motherfucker.
But his body telling him yes. You ain't hear that body. He broke it down for you.
If your mind says no, then go in the bathroom, whack off, and you're good.
But his body telling him yes.
Yeah.
He can't know.
You had a little voice you got over there.
The voice is so silly. If your body's telling you, see, a lot of men, they think with certain body parts and things like that, you know. So he was probably thinking, like, his man tell him don't do it, but his body tells him, yes, my body.
What if it got down, like, you know, you went to a club, and this guy dancing with you, you went to a reggae club, and he had you dripping, like, you had wet spots all in your panties, and you got him home. And, you know, you're like, yo, I'm gonna tear that pussy up. You're like, oh, yeah, that's why I had this pussy ever tear it up. I need you to break it apart. And he gets ready to, you know, go in. And you notice he has sock dick.
A sock dick.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
He's uncircumcised.
What is that? Oh, my God. That's the worst. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. I have experienced something like that before, man. I was with this dude. He was so fucking fine. Oh, my goodness, yes. I just knew he was going to tear me up, man. And then we was about to have sex. He going to try and hurry up and turn off the light. I'm like, what? I got instantly suspect, like, what the fuck? He's like, we going to turn off the light? Fuck you mean turn off the light? No, I got to inspect that. That shit, I was so scared, like, what the fuck is going on? I didn't even, that was the first time I ever saw that. It looked so nasty. And then I talked to my best friend about it, and he was like, oh, yeah, you got a girl, I'm uncircumcised niggas. They be having infections and stuff, you know. Ooh, it's so nasty, the thought of it. And then he had on some tight-ass drawers, like, tighty-whities, like the Spider-Man as well. Like your mom used to get you when you was little and shit. Like, what the fuck? That instantly turned me off. Like, what the fuck? This brown ass man walking around with the tight ass drawers on.
Yo, tighty.
You never know what might happen.
Which is funny. So it's tighty whities.
Hey, but you know what? This is what I hate. When I go to the club, right, and I'm dancing and shit, and I'm just doing my thing, dancing, and then a guy just come up behind me and start dancing on me, like, drawing on the back of my neck and shit, and I be thinking sometimes, like, oh, my God, I hope this guy look good. I hope he's so attractive, you know. Then he turn the fuck around, and then it's a fucking monster. Like, what the fuck, man? He's like, man, you feel like he could dance. Then you turn around, look over your shoulder. You see what the fuck standing behind you. That ass face. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, he backed over my goddamn legs. Now, I'm standing here with shattered fucking legs. That's all I need. I just came to in the fucking hospital here. All I remember seeing is that little friggin' cute sign you have there about the bad driver.
Okay.
Hello.
Can I get your name and number?
Oh, Christ. It's always this way with you people. Where the hell you get these drivers from? What, do you pull them off the street? What is this? Pull them out of the subways? For Christ's sake, this guy backed up over my legs 3 or 4 times there. He looked like fucking chop meat now.
Sir, I want to help you.
Oh, Christ. Oh.
Can I help you? I need to get some information from
you. Go ahead. Shoot. Shoot me some info. Go ahead.
I need your name and number.
I got to give you my name and number when I got some guy that, you know, smashed me into little pieces as a human being. If you saw my legs right now, buddy, you'd probably vomit. The damn things are sick looking. It's horrible. The fucking dog will be nipping at me in a little while with these fucking legs the way they are. For Christ's sakes.
You have the vehicle number at all?
Ah, Christ, the vehicle number. I always was thinking a big delivery truck or some swill or some shit was dripping out of the back of that fucking thing. I don't know.
Did you have the company name of the vehicle?
How the hell am I going to see the company name when I'm busy rolling around underneath the fucking truck?
Sir, I'm just trying to help.
Jesus Christ, you're asking me for company names and I'm laying under the fucking truck. I can give you serial numbers. That's about the best I can do for you. For Christ's sakes, the goddamn gearbox crushing me in the ground, you're asking me for the fucking, the name of the business? What do I look like, a tomcat or something, a nightcrawler? Jesus Christ, go ahead, shoot.
If I'm gonna help you.
Oh, this is funny, are you laughing now, for Christ's sake?
No, I just need to get the vehicle.
Oh, jeez, the more I think about it, the more angry I get now. I'm laying up in a fucking hospital bed. I won't be able to get myself near a fucking bottle of hooch, and you're fucking telling me that it's a fucking joke? It's funny?
No, I'm not laughing at all, sir. I want to get some information from
you. Oh, Christ.
So I can help you.
Oh, man. Oh, man, there's this bad fucking awful stink coming off my legs here. It must have been something in the fucking marrow or something, for all I know.
Okay, and what day did this happen?
Oh, man, it happened today. I just came to in the fucking hospital now. I'm just... Oh, Jesus. You know, my friend tells me you can call the numbers on these fucking delivery boys there.
Okay. What time did this happen?
Time. How the fuck am I going to remember? You say time now. What are you, a wise guy with the time?
Okay.
I'm supposed to remember time when I'm fucking out like a light. Time.
Sir, I'm going to disconnect.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Hello. Ah, for Christ's sake.
Yo.
I want that.
That nigga is hilarious. I'm telling you. We do prank calls. We do everything. It's just that I'm waiting on getting some money so I can get this throwaway phone. If I get a throwaway phone, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
If I got the Stitcher, it'd be a wrap.
If you hang up that broke ass Nokia, you would get it.
Ooh.
Too bad you ain't say shit.
Hang
up that broke ass Nokia, let it load up, then get back on.
You ain't saying shit with your front, man.
Whatever.
Go with it. What'd you do? Take a picture of some bitch in the magazine?
I just took a picture of myself.
Let's go.
That's what I'd look like tonight, okay?
What?
Oh,
well,
oh,
my hair all wrapped up now, but.
We got a late night dirty joke. Okay. Let's check this out. A late night dirty joke. A man asks his wife, "Can I come in your ear?" She says, "No, I might go deaf." He says, "Bullshit, I always come in your mouth and you never shut the fuck up." One more.
He loves it. Shut the fuck up.
A Japanese hooker farts while having sex and says, "I'm sorry, you made my first hole so happy that the second hole blows kisses."
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That was funny.
Yeah.
I needed that one.
Nah,
the first one was the shit. Yo, Shorty, did you ever see the video of the big black bitch standing on the edge of the table?
Did I see that? I don't think I've seen it.
She's singing, and then she's... Her big ass gets on the table and it starts cracking. It's like crack, crack. So she's singing with her high heels on, and then she just walks to the, I don't know what. Oh, she walks toward the end of the table and falls. That shit. Fresh, did you see that video?
Did I see
the
what?
Did you see that video?
Nah, dog. I ain't been on
the yo, go to, are you on the... Are you near a computer?
Nah,
didn't nobody see the video you took of your girlfriend? That's your boo.
That's my boo. I love her. I love her a lot.
She's so crazy.
Don't stop talking about her. I love her.
You miss her.
Yeah,
you want your baby back? Like
man,
the ribs.
Like my baby back ribs, barbecue sauce. Yo, are you near a computer?
I'm in the bed.
Oh yeah, that's gone.
Man, what's
really
good with the pictures
then? Shit. Man, that bootleg phone, you ain't even hang up. You got that. When you hang up, you can get it, probably.
Where you from?
I live in Minnesota.
Where you originally from?
I am from Chicago, but I've been in Minnesota ever since I was 9 years old.
Southern accent,
really. You say what?
You got a straight Southern accent.
No, the hell I don't. I got a straight Midwest. Get it right.
You know what? I didn't think I was going to actually make it for 2 hours, but it's 11:52, and I don't want to get off. So, I'm going to now schedule the show till 12:30.
You need to fucking throw on them instrumentals.
Oh, yeah, here you go. I'm going to throw one on right now. Listen up, people. We still have 37 minutes left. 914-338-1782. The question of the day is, for men and women, what do people look for when adding a woman now, or a man? It's more towards a woman, because men, we already know. Gotta have a fat ass. Gotta look good. I mean, gotta have some type of feature. I mean, then again, there are those, you know, guys that just look for other shit. Like, yo, what do your ankles look like? Or are you flat-footed? Or like, who gives a fuck about that shit? Like, no one cares about that, but I mean, it is what it is. Let's see. What can I put on for this bitch-ass nigga? Oh, here you go. Oh, if you are, if you're good in freestyling, definitely hit us up. 914-338-1782. Let's go.
Let's go. Oh, that's a fast beat, too.
That's my shit.
Okay. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. Tag it. Okay. Break it down, fill it up, roll it up and light it up. My obsession, marijuana, every day is a must. When I'm on the block, yeah, I got to bust my Tommy gun. Cause when this nigga coming back, y'all niggas better run. Cause I don't curse, but I flip the verse. And this nigga's talking shit, so battle me, nigga. So I drop the beat on any hoes. Fucking with your bitch, yeah, my niggas should already know. Cause I'm slacking up and it's beating so fast. But I'm milking if you bucking, so y'all niggas hold last. And if you wanna talk shit, get your weight up. Cause round here, nigga will shoot you for a dub. It don't matter where you're from or where you rap your clip. We will slice your throat, bitch, from the ear to ear.
Oh, shit. I heard that.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know how you relate to your mother, cause she can hold her breath for them. Hours.
Okay.
That's crazy.
So what about you, Ma?
Call out. Called out. You want to take me to your house, hit it up on the couch. See if you could make the booty bounce, make me stay out, but never that. You know I'm a motherfucking boss, get my pussy too fat. Lick it from the back, nigga, rat-tat-tat-tat. Sit the fuck down, cause you know I'm a clown. Every time I come around your town, I'm known to shut shit down. I risk it up for fun, cause I'm a motherfucking nut. You better grab your gun, you better run and scream. Cause I don't give a fuck, nigga, I'm about my green.
Yo,
ooh,
dog.
You like that? Freestyle,
yes. It sounded like she was part of the actual beat, like she was supposed to be in the song. Like, yo, dude. Wow. Angry Bastard Radio. It don't get no better than that, man. That's all I got to say.
Freestyle all day.
Freestyle all day, man. 120 minutes, 10:30 to 12:30. I already know what it is. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. You got 34 minutes left with the guards. You got, I can't even call her Minnesota. I can't even call her a Viking. I couldn't call her anything. What?
What'd
I gotta
say?
I gotta call her, I don't know, lava. Lava light or something fire, like, indignant. This is an angry
so
show.
So silly.
Like, I don't know, fresh? What should we call her? DSL?
Hey, nah.
There you go. You better not
like,
call me that.
I can fuck with that, but, yo, that was some fire shit. I ain't even going to front right there. That was some
I told you, me and my cousin used to do this, like, for
like
real.
True.
I heard that. Let me throw something up on here. Let me put a little bit of Weezy. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? And fresh. I know you got it for this beat. I know you got it. Because you know this is your track right here.
Oh!
Tell me that's that PWM right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Woo! That's my shit. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
You need me to turn it up? Okay, yeah, you got
just a little bit. Turn it up just a little bit so I can hear the beat. Oh, okay. It's a rap. I got you. Thank you.
All he does is the chorus.
All right, cool. Yeah. I can love her like that pussy money weed, but I'd rather have her just like in my fantasy. Baby girl, you're rolling through my mind. God damn, I think you're fine. Let me come and get you, girl. Let me call you my little dime. Now let me get that holler. Talking about licking from the pet, but I'm a smaller type of dude, that's real. But get it twisted, girl, I'm the realest nigga there is. So don't get the definition twisted, you dick. I'm the realest on this motherfucking block. I can make a remix to this shit, and goddamn it, it's so hot. Them niggas in the street, yeah, they calling me fresh. But them bitches, yeah, they calling me cause I'm fresh to death. As always, originated. Even Wayne on the track, I go and say I hate it. Why? Cause I'm not jacking on this nigga. Why? Cause I love my job. Why? Yeah, I gotta live for the 9 to 5. And I love this beat so much, I gotta tear it up. Like I'm in the sheets, getting my fuck. I got a bust and that shorty got the big butt. Oh, she got tight buns, cause I got a bust and that. Okay, so I'm flipping my words and them going all day. Like I'm going insane, but I'm done. Oh, no, I'm done.
You out of there.
I'm out of it right now, dog. That shit.
Out of there.
That shit was hot.
That's like an anthem right there.
Yeah.
Hold up, I could go again. I could go on this too. I could go on anything you put on. Country, western,
oh,
whatever.
Okay.
Hold up. Yeah, you definitely smile. I'm talking about your dick and balls. I don't even know why you tried to crawl. You tried to creep up on me. You can't never see me, cause I'm a motherfucking boss and I'm from St. Paul City, Minneapolis. We trying to do it big. Niggas out here trying to make it, trying to get them gigs. It's nothing, cause we still straight ticking like a clock. I got your mama at my door, bagging for a rocket. Don't stop. 12 o'clock till the fucking sun come up. Nigga, run up, check it, done up. It's nothing, cause I'ma do me. While you over there looking straight thirsty, you straight starving like Marvin. Sit the hell back, cause I'll make your baby ass have a heart attack. Yeah, you like that one, didn't you?
Yeah, Shorty's on point. She's definitely doing that thing.
Boom. You ain't prepared for me. Sorry.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah,
it sounds like a challenge,
though.
I ain't gonna
play.
Damn,
dog. Oh,
man.
No, we
is
not gonna go
on
blast.
Okay. Definitely
sounds
like a challenge.
We is not gonna go on blast tonight.
Well, not tonight. All right, chill. What about this joint right here? We're gonna keep it a little wheezy.
Yeah, okay, that's a high beat.
Nah, it's plain. It's just real quiet. It's real quiet in the beginning. Hold on, let me try to turn it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn your tweeters up, baby.
Fuck you. There we go.
Jesus, that.
Repeat.
Okay.
I might be able to turn this one up, though. Hold on. Because there's not much going on.
Yeah, all I hear is that clap. Yep.
Yeah. It's not that beat, actually, you can get away with that beat.
It's okay. I can rap to that, too. I can rap to anything like I see. If you put that back on, I bet you I could get out on it.
Oh, you can rap to anything.
I think really? So, yeah.
Oh, you think so? I think
I'm very confident when I say that as well. So please don't get it twisted.
Ooh, okay. Well, let's go.
I'm not saying like I'm the top rapper of the world, but you know what I'm saying? I can do my thing.
All right, there it goes. A little louder.
Just a little bit louder. Just a tad bit.
Yeah. Computer sucks.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go, right there. Okay. I could rap to anything. I could rap to any beat. I keep it sweet. I'm not petite. I'm thick as hell. I got my motherfucking mail, got my bread, got my dollars, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Make a nigga straight holler if he wanna come at this. Nigga, I'm flipping packs like a mattress. Oops, let me shut my mouth, cause I'm all up on the phone. I know what the feds be about, nigga. I don't care. I like to comb my hair. It's pretty and it's long. Don't make me go there. Any weather, any day, nigga. I'm about my pay. Okay, that's a little hard beat threat. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Your friend,
but I did
you.
Get off a little bit at first.
You did.
What's good, nigga?
You got this?
You
want me to switch it
you
up?
Ready? I got you, nigga. Nah, whatever she get on, I'm gonna get on.
Oh, word. All
right. Right now, she making me look bad and shit.
Word.
Okay.
You want me to go again? I could go again.
Second. I like to be. You said you could rap or sing, but I'd rather have you singing on your my dick. Nah, I mean, I twisted up my words. I'm a little sir. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't go and curse, but that's okay. I gotta make my sins. Gotta thank the Lord every day, cause this.
Damn. Out of there, you pop. Sit the hell down. I make your heart stop. I get your ass every time. I'm doing just fine. I'm not to get man on the ground 24/7. What you wanna do? I'm coming through and I'm looking straight beautiful. You don't know how to act. Your heart is going tip tap, tip tap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My words, they got you cheesing. Wait, ain't you that bitch from that dick pleaser? Okay, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That Wayne dropped that shit. Ain't you that Puerto Rican? Yeah, they called a bitch, but I'm not gonna disrespect you. Why? Because I'm not that nigga yet, and I don't got a lie. I just tell the truth how the game really is. GQ on the beat, niggas going through that shit. That's okay, I'm running game. Niggas, y'all is playing. But without my words, cause my shit went in-state. My mind is so hectic. I gotta have some more herb. Gotta puff that Doja shit. Nigga getting on the curb. Serving on the piss. Serving on the grind. You gotta do that shit. Yeah, you gotta live your life. Do it right. Say it right. get on the mic, spit all the words, I'm off the beat, nigga, it's absurd. Got it. I ain't high enough for this shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Gotta go holler at the re-up man right quick just for this shit.
The re-up man. You better hurry up, nigga.
Nah,
re-up on them flows.
Ooh.
Angry Pat.
Angry Pat the radio, baby. Yo, dog, she's coming at your neck.
Hell yeah, nigga. Like a motherfucking pit bull.
Pit bull, nigga.
Sure got a lot job too.
Right for your dog, I'm gonna hit you off with this joint, man. This is that old school flame. If you can hit, if you can flow off of this, you're the shit.
Oh shit.
Ah, holla. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you what I'm about. I'm about making my cash. I'm about my stash. I'm about my bank. I'm about my drink. Sit back in the crib. Do what I think. Do what I feel. Do what I please. I break bitches down and niggas to their knees because I don't give a fuck. Dick this titties.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so. Get the fuck back. I told you, nigga, you can't get this, but you could get that, like they said. He's calling me DSL. Yes, I do give head, but not to you, because you look like a motherfucking boo. Boo. A piece of shit. A little bitty turd. I don't give a fuck, and your friend is a nerd.
Oh, wow.
I said that for
you. Oh, wow.
How y'all feel about that? Y'all like that?
That was pretty smooth. It was, you know what I mean? Especially the last part, but I mean, I'm going to let you slide on that one.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that pass. Now go. It's your turn. He's scared.
He said he got to light up more.
He said, that huff is not going to help you. That no good weed.
I got you. I just love that beat.
That beat is just smooth, man.
Must make me want to sing to your mom.
Rapunzel.
Yeah. I hear you talking. I hear that voice so raspy. But this is my beat. I gotta make the shit nasty. Pitbull done it. He rapping for that 305. I'm the best Cuban looking out, nigga. That's right. Okay, I can slow it up. I like this verse so much, I had to throw it up. I had to pour it in my drink, I had to throw it up. I had to be in the club, like I don't give a fuck. I'm resent about it. I'm loving this chick box, yeah, she going down. I love the crown. Okay, mix it with coke, mash it up. And then this bitch coming back, yeah, hit a nut. Take it, bitch, say you know you like it right. Yeah, you from Minnesota, but I'ma make you my wife. Yeah, I'm trying to wait for that picture, but your phone's busted. And you talk shit, but I never really trusted. Why? Cause you threw the phone. You ain't real. You's only in my dreams and my fantasies. That's still, I'm still thinking about you cause your sexy voice. And my nigga GQ put it down for the boys. He calling the trade train, he know what to do. I know what it is cause your ass is too.
I might need both of y'all niggas a fucking nigga intro to the show, damn.
Woo! Man, how many more minutes we got?
We got 20 minutes, but I'm about to play this track real quick. Shit is fire.
We got 20, no,
I'm about to,
five,
look,
baby.
I'm about
all
to
send
this picture
time.
One more time to that broke no kid before the end of the night.
Yo, hey, did you get the right number? Hey, GQ,
I
you
think
the right
I
number?
Did.
Yeah, I gave it a number. He got it, just that you had to hang the phone up.
I think that's what he
got
to do.
Like that thing. Yeah, that's probably why.
You should try to hang that phone up and see if it comes, and then boom.
All right, I'm going to call back in not even 2 minutes.
All right,
okay.
Nigga. All right, we're going to play this track. Shit is hot.
Yeah.
I felt it, I tried to be cute. thought that I felt it. I fell right through the cracks. And now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool does run out, I'll be giving it my best. Cause nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some, learn some. I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait.
Who's that?
Oh, you never heard it before?
No, I never heard that.
By Jason Mraz or Mraz. It's M-R-A-Z. I'm going to play the original version. Like, that's just a fast version of it. But I'm going to play the original version. Like, that song is the truth. It makes you just sit down and, like, think about life or whatever. Yeah, Jason Mraz. It's Jason and then... The last name is M-R-A-Z. It's called I'm Yours. It's the original, people.
Well, you done me in your bed, I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. It's enough that's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Mind and see checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky is yours. Don't please, don't please, don't please, don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate. I'm yours.
You know what I hate? I hate when I send out all these messages for people to call up and they don't call up. Like, it pisses me off. Like, it's a waste of time.
Yo, son, I see that nigga at concert.
Hmm?
I see that nigga at concert. It was free, though.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good, though. I was like one of the, I mean, I heard his shit on the radio once. And I didn't know who he was. And when I heard him live, he was actually pretty good, though.
Yo, I hate stupid bitches. All right, now, I'm going to tell you the outcome. The outcome is me writing a letter, you know, not that long, but long enough. Like, hey, what's somebody doing? You got to get at me. And the outcome was, you must be Lisa's friend to send Lisa a message.
Lisa from Puerto Rico?
Nah, this is some
I
chick
bet
from...
it is, man. Lisa's a real dick. Please, this is out of front. Cuba still working on a visa. Girlfriend, Lisa, man. I'm Puerto Rico. She don't suck dick, but expect me to either.
Yo, like, this chick, it says you must be Lisa's friend to send Lisa a message, right? Okay, but... But listen to this part. This is the kicker. This is the outcome. Okay. This shit pissed me off. I need anger management or some shit.
Yo, do you get the message I sent you?
Yeah, well, I gotta hang up.
Okay.
Hold on. All right, now. Y'all there?
Yeah.
All right. It goes, hi. Isn't it about me? Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm back on this bitch. I'm 27, Dominican, well, Dominicana and Boricua. From Far Rockaway, Queens, New York. Just want to meet some real cool people. If you like what you see and read, get at me.
What's the numbers?
That's what I'm saying. How the fuck am I supposed to get at her? Like, when you send a message, it says you have to be her friend in order to send a message.
This
is fucking retarded, man. Fucking retarded.
I want to hear the numbers. I don't know.
That shit pissed me off.
You weigh like 300 pounds or something?
Probably. She got all this I Kiss Girls bullshit. So.
Oh. She kissed the girl. She liked it.
I kissed the girl and I liked it.
I hate that song. I can't stand it.
When I heard that shit, I was loving that shit. I was like,
no,
yeah,
I can't stand
that shit.
Of course, you love it because you're a guy.
I like that one track when he's Swizz Beatz, riding with my top down. Who's ever doing? Riding with my top down. Okay.
I like that song too.
Damn, God.
Man, did you get that picture?
Yeah, I got that picture. I tell you what, you do not look like you rap. Yeah.
I look innocent and shit, huh?
Hell yeah. I was like, that's her rapping? Nah, that ain't her.
Yeah.
dreaming. Ain't no competition. It's just me. Southside 2-5, man. I'm hotter
than
you.
And I'm saying, fuck 15. Fuck 15. I'm on that.
Wipe my feet on your face like it's a doormat. Came from the gutter. That's words of my mother.
I see you. Now, cut that shit off.
Take garbage out of here.
Oh, whoa.
I'll wipe my ass with both his last two albums.
Oh, wow. Who, 2-5?
Because it was shit. Fuck a 50 Cent.
Oh, 50?
Yeah, 50, nigga.
I don't know, man. Tracks that this nigga got now.
Can suck dick. That nigga's garbage. That nigga's garbage, and Yayo needs to get off his nuts. Garbage.
I'm on a hating tip. G-U-Not.
Play that shit again.
Word.
Nah, I'm not talking this shit that right, though. Yeah, I seen the Biggie movie again.
It was that good?
Yeah, though, I really liked it a lot, though. I guess considering it was just about, you know, Notorious B.I.G. I mean, not just for who he was, because, you know, he was mad famous. You know, I was a big fan of his work. You know, I love all his freestyles, all his tracks, not just, you know, his commercial shit. I love a lot of his underground shit. You know, I do got a shitload of mixtapes out there. Dude just...
Yeah, I just noticed something. Shorty didn't add us to... She didn't add us to Amashi.
What are you talking about, me?
Yeah.
Cuz, man, I don't know how to work my face like that. Y'all sent me a thing for a request, but instead of me, like, saying approve or deny, I didn't know who it was. So what I did was I went on the page, right? I went on y'all page and was messing around and stuff. But then when I went back, I didn't see it. Like, I didn't see the request button. No more. So I don't really know how to do
it. You gotta go to the top where it say it should say home inbox, and then it should say some other shit, like you can see friend request, set friend request, shit like that. You just go to friend request and it'll still be there. And as long as you click deny.
People out there, that if you're listening, if you're at MySpace, I need you to go to our other show page, which is MySpace.com/technical_difficulty_show. And I need you to add me on Mobsters because I need some people. We have like 38 motherfuckers. I need like 300. Cause
yo,
I just,
you know what you do?
I got a new mission, and the mission is you need 11 Uzis, 11 Humvees, and 135 people.
That mission's dumb, dog. That's pointless.
Angry Bastard Radio, we need people. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Hit me up, add us. What you about to say?
Tell me the URL, nigga. I'll get you the people.
The URL is MySpace.com/.
I'm not talking about write the second bitch because I ain't finna write the shit down. I mean, I know what it is. Just send it to the email, nigga.
Alright, hold up.
Yeah, because when I go on there, fucking, it's like two bitches on that game, dog. They take their game to the heart. You know what I'm saying? I gave them my URL and I got 500 people in one day. Or like more like 3 days, but still.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like that. Dog, I be making 130 mil an hour, G.
That's
30 mil an hour. That's nasty. That is nasty.
Hey, what else is nasty?
Lose some 50, what? Me fucking
your
mother,
your mother's
I love it. Trying to beat me to it, nigga.
Yeah. Just like I beat your father to it. But he claims you, so I don't know what it is.
My father's dead, son. That's not even.
Oh, my bad.
Nah,
wait a minute.
Yeah, I want to smack you down for that bogus ass comment.
Wait, he ain't dead.
He's lying, nigga. He a bastard, though.
I'm about to say, yeah. Wait.
Stop playing around like that.
Don't play around like that. My biological father is a dickhead. I don't wish death upon anybody, but he can drop dead and go to hell for all I care.
Oh, wow.
I got my stepfather. He raised me. That's my dad. That nigga, that's my right-hand man right there. That's my nigga.
That is the best.
But my real dad and my real dad could, I don't know, kiss my ass. Make my nuts jealous. No homo.
That's all homo, nigga.
That's
all. I teabagged your mom last night.
Well, tell your mom to leave my house right now, cause it's time to go. It's past her curfew.
Past her curfew?
Yeah, guys, this bitch supposed to be home in an hour. I told this bitch to go home, but I don't know. She can't seem to get off. I don't see. Well, I fucked up and gave it an A dick. You see what I'm saying? And because I gave it an A dick, she can't get off me now. I mean, that's why I fucked up. You know, and I apologize for that, because I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying, make a whore out of your mother. I just wanted, you
oh
know,
my God.
Here and there, but I fucked up and gave it an A dick, and now she's on it, like, just know tomorrow, son, like,
the great
you know,
A.
Jump on it. Do, 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 jump on it. Every night
I'm mad about something right now.
Oh, yeah, what
mad
is
about
it?
Something?
You can't eat. You can't bend over without, you know, splitting your jeans. About splitting your jeans. What is it? Would you drop your hot dog? Would you drop your hot dog on the floor and you're too lazy to pick it up? What's going on?
Can you see your feet?
Nah, I'm mad because I dropped it on the floor and I was gonna go back to get it. Your fat ass ate it already. That's why I was really bad, but nah, I wasn't talking about that issue. I was talking about. Oh, man, I just broke up with this guy, right? Because he has those things.
Hold on. We got 60 seconds. So this guy's got to close the show out real quick. People, you can still tune in if you're listening to the recorded show right now. We're only going to be live for 47 seconds. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank everybody that listened. I want to definitely thank, you know what I mean, motherfucking hot fire over here. You know, the lava pit from Minnesota. Big shout out to my crew, Fresh, 64LESD, Billy the Kid, GQ, Cuba. So I'm big shout out to everybody holding it down. Big shout out to Nana in Brooklyn. Make sure you tune in tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8, maybe 7 to 9. Hit us up, MindSpace.com. MindSpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night. Welcome to the extra of the extra. You're now tuned in to Angry Bastard Radio. This is the segment where we talk about we always talk about whatever, but now we're going to close out soon, but we're going to hear what this lazy-eyed bitch has to say. So go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so me and my boyfriend, we broke up, you know, it's just like 2.5 years, and we recently broke up. But, you know, we had the phone, you know, you get 2 family plan or whatever, and he had the other line, and then I called today, you know, to ask when he was going to get the rest of his shit, and then he got mad and shit. So, and on top of that, some girl answered the phone and cussed me out. And then, so I told him about it, like, the girl cussed me out when I called. And then he's like, so, fuck you, bitch. So I got mad, and I cut the phone off.
Oh, shit, you should have.
Did I get over? I should have cut off, right?
Yeah, I ain't gonna let the nigga.
Yeah, he got me fucked up.
Yeah, he do got you fucked up.
Like, so I cut the whole shit off, right? But the thing is, he just paid the bill. Now he's screaming like, oh, I want my money back. I want my money back. I want my $100 back.
What?
Well, tell
I ain't
like
giving that fool shit. That's a termination fee, bitch.
Life's a bitch. It was under your name?
Yeah.
Well, tell him to get his weight up and fucking get some credit.
Word.
All right, get those credit up.
If he was really a nigga, then he would have his own shit. You would have your own shit. Or at that, if y'all was still, you know what I'm saying, sharing the shit, he should be a right nigga and put the shit under his name just in case something were to pop off. He can be like, all right, fuck you, that's my shit.
Yep.
But you played your cards right, so you got that advantage saying, fuck you, nigga, kick rocks. I'll see you tomorrow.
Pretty much. Whatever,
you know what I'm saying?
So will we be getting the joy of hearing your voice tomorrow on tomorrow's show?
I got to work tomorrow night, but I'll definitely be back on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. If you're working tomorrow night, please don't call my house.
I'm working until 9 o'clock. I'm going to call your shit extra early.
You
want to watch your YouTube? Yeah.
You know what we're going to do? This is what we're going to do. We're going to do something special for Wednesday. We're going to do, since he's such a freak, we're going to do, because we haven't did a real sex show in a while. Wednesday is going to be Wet and Wild Wednesday.
Ooh, my kind of shit.
Yeah, nigga. We're going to get it real nasty, and it's going to be a full, it's going to be a full audience, so be prepared. Because what you heard today was nothing compared to what 6-4 and L.E. are all about. So that's going to be, you know, up and coming.
But I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to play this last track. This is a freestyle by Tony Yayo. I'm so special. I'm so special. I'm so special. I'm so special. I like reggae. And this shit actually comes off. So any of y'all got any shout-outs?
Garbage. Damn, dog. Sneezing like crazy, my bad. Garbage. Oh, shit. Man, I'm telling you, I got this GU not cold, dog. It's just fucking me up. Go ahead and play that shit.
This shit is hot.
Yeah.
Yup.
I'm so special.
You fucking took
me
off in the face,
that special. That time is sharp with my 45 special. Boy, I bring it together, then what's your side special? Thumbs up. I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. I walk around with my 410 special and hold shotgun shells cause it's special. I leave a nigga in the ground with the devil for his big fist watch with the bezel. I said 16 shot, make it high like Mexico. Boy, reach for a strap, shoot himself like Mexico. What the fuck y'all waiting for? I smoke that Ramadan, I smoke that Bamalan. Your guns are piston, shoot like a piston. My gun in my small town, it go bomb bomb.
That's
like a lot. I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That time is sharp with my 45 special. Then my freedom together, then my tears like special. But I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. Tell them no fear, two fear, set special. Life no, don't see more chance, if not, that's all the same thing. That cast even at the swine for. In pharmacy too much, that them blind for. One plate of food them sell out mankind for. Yes, you have yearned, so what the bug of bad mind for. I set them to work, so what the fuck them woman shine for. Biggie them what them are, what them a mix me in a crime for. At the same thing, while Lord rise him nine for. Heavy dirty work, that shall show them a sign for. Cause
Yeah, the end of the show.
Man.
Yeah.
I like that show.
Thank you. We liked you. We liked you being on the show.
I'm gonna definitely come back for real.
Make sure you spread the word too.
I am. I promise. I am.
You told them lame ass.
My sister, she was already on.
What happened?
My sister, she was on here earlier when I got on the earlier show.
Yeah.
She was rapping first.
Yep. And
tell them
lame ass niggas about us on the chat line.
I'm definitely gonna do that too.
Hmm.
All right, y'all. Take care.
All right, you take it easy.
Bye.
Later. Take it easy, people. Once again, this has been broadcasted by Angriest Negroes. the East Coast. We had a little bit of Minnesota love. People were a little nervous to call up, but gotta change. I'm not sweating that. I see people still downloading the show and doing what they do. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., possibly to 9. And don't forget about Wet and Wild Wednesday. Oh, yes. We're going to have Lime Wire, Lava Light, the Flamethrower, the Female Pitbull. She's going to be in the building. Or you can check us out on American Donut. Just browsing. I go by GQ. Or you can hit us up at Xbox 360. All capitalized letters. JJ space, DA space, DARK space, NITE. Or you can hit us up on our AIM. AOL Instant Messenger. That's the letter D, the number 1, the letter R, T, Y, B, as in boy, R, D, as in dog. That's Dirty Bird. And that's pretty much it. Make sure you hit us up on our MySpace. Show us love. Show us love on Blog Talk Radio. Big shout out to the G.O.D. Without him, I wouldn't be here. Big shout-outs to Lucy Lou. She knows who she is. Baby girl, I'll always be in love. Never met you. I'll always be in love. Big shout-out to Cuba, holding it down. You know, I got a new family holding it down. That's what's up. Big shout-outs to everybody that's doing anything. Big shout-out to everybody that's holding down the recession. And may God bless those that lost their jobs. Look up. Your head, you know, this is the time to go to church. So with that being said and done, I'm going to drink the rest of my ginger ale. Please pray for me to get better. I got a sore throat. And with that being said and done, we thank you for listening. And once again, this is the hottest show, on Blog Talk Radio. It's a history of the making. We've been here for a year or so far. And we can get better. Y'all keep it locked to the angriest station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ. I'm out of here. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Konnichiwa, bitches.